Hello, welcome to a brand new episode of Justin Talks TV. I'm excited to be back, and we're talking about one of my favorite TV topics, or topics in general, like ever. We're talking about this year's Emmy Awards. Get excited, because this year's Emmys, I think it's going to be great. But apparently, I just read this today that this year's Emmy Awards might be delayed due to the writer's strike, and it might be pushed either to November or to January, which both sound terrible. Like, I want my Emmys. I want my Emmys in September, like always, but the Emmys can't go on without writers, and we're not quite at a deal yet where the writers can be not on strike. So hopefully we can still get in September. Hopefully. But this year's Emmy Awards might be delayed. But nevertheless, let's prepare for either scenario. We can still talk about, this year's potential nominees. That's what I'm gonna be talking about today. The current predictions that are out for who could be nominated, current predicted winners. Like, we can still talk about it, like, in case, things are still moving forward as planned. I believe nominations officially come out July 12th or 14th, like somewhere within the next few weeks, like middle July. We're gonna hear who is officially nominated for the 75th Primetime Emmy Awards, which is exciting. It's a milestone year for the Emmys, but however, we wouldn't want it to get pushed too far back, because that's just gonna throw off a lot of timing with like next year's Emmys and like deadlines. It's just gonna throw a lot of things back. So hopefully, even if they do get delayed, hopefully it gets pushed to November rather than 2024 or something. But I want my Emmys. I want them. So hopefully they come in September. But this episode, I'm just gonna talk about what are the predicted nominees at the moment and predicted potential winners, who I want to win, who I could see winning, and stuff like that. Please stick around for this whole episode. I'm gonna read off almost every single category of who are the predicted nominees and give a lot of my thoughts and insights. I think it's gonna be a really interesting episode, so stick with me as I kind of read through what the predicted nominees are and every category. Not everything may be your category that you love, but I would love for you to stick around and listen to all the thoughts and potential nominees we have for this year. And just kind of hear everything that's kind of going on with this year's Emmy Awards. And I'm gonna be reading off Variety's page for who they think will be nominated and their predicted winner. So that is who I'm basing these potential nominees off of. I might look at Gold Derby like a little bit, but I'm mainly going to be reading off Variety's list of predicted nominees for each category, and they have predicted winners as well, which I'll also be reading off for each category. And for categories I just don't know much about, I'm just going to read the predicted nominees and predicted winner and kind of move on. If I have more thoughts or insight about the category, I will, say a little more about the predicted winner or the predicted nominees, and stuff like that. Just for time's sake, and so I'm not just talking about stuff I don't know what I'm talking about. So right now, ballots are out right now for nominations. There are a lot of titles in each category that have been submitted to potentially be nominated. There are 163 titles potentially that have been submitted for nominations in drama and 95 in comedy. And With the ballots that were submitted for lead actor in comedy and lead actress, there will only be five nominees in those categories. So that's update for that. And it does say, according to Variety, nominations will be announced July 12th, and Emmy nomination voting ends on the 26th in just a few days. So that is where we are at right now in Emmy season. And I will now start to read off the predicted nominees for all the categories. So let's get into it. So the predicted nominees for Outstanding Drama Series are Andor, Better Call Saul, The Crown, House of Dragon, The Last of Us, Succession, The White Lotus, and Yellow Jackets. I could also see all of these being nominated, and the predicted winner is Succession. I could definitely see Succession taking home a final Emmy win for Outstanding Drama Series for its final season. And I've actually seen a few episodes of Succession this season, and it's definitely top-notch work deserving of the Emmy. I think White Lotus will have a better chance of winning next year once Succession is out of the race, or they might be moved back to limited series or anthology, depending on the way things go. So yeah, that is the predicted these for Outstanding Drama Series. Remember, these are just predictions, so some of these could get moved around, you know, one of these could bumped out, but this is what Variety thinks will be nominated. And then moving on to my favorite category of the Emmys, which almost never goes my way, but nevertheless, I'm always excited to see outstanding predicted nominees for Outstanding Comedy Series. The predicted nominees are Abbott Elementary, Barry, The Bear, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Only Murders in the Building, Shrinking, Ted Lasso, and Wednesday, with the predicted winner being Abbott Elementary. Yes, I would love for that to be the winner. That is my pick for the winner out of all of these shows. I would love to see Abbott, a good network comedy, a pure comedy of all things, win this award, because some things that win the award I barely consider comedies and are barely funny, and I would be so excited to see a pure, amazing, hilarious, thoughtful, well done sitcom win Outstanding Comedy Series this year. I also wouldn't mind seeing Only Murders in the Building. I don't think it's really gonna win, but I would love to see it. Barry would be a great option for its final season, even though it's hard for me to call it a comedy anymore, but nevertheless, that is the category it's in. The Bear is also really good. I haven't watched Shrinking yet. I'm not gonna watch Wednesday. It just doesn't seem like my thing. Ted Lasso, if you follow this podcast, you know I'm not the biggest Ted Lasso fan. And Mrs. Maisel, please. So those are the predicted nominees for that category. And there are other potential shows that could slip in there as a nominee, like Poker Face on Peacock is getting a lot of buzz, and What We Do in the Shadows on FX, which was nominated last year, could potentially swoop in and take somebody's spot. But that are those are the predicted nominees at the moment. So moving on to limited or anthology series predicted nominees, we have Beef, Blackbird, Monster, The Jeffrey Dahmer Story, Daisy Jones and the Six, Fleischman is in Trouble, with the predicted winner being Monster, The Jeffrey Dahmer Story, which has had a lot of buzz and has had other award success. So I could definitely see that being the winner, even though the only one I've seen of these is Beef. And I would also think I could definitely see it being nominated, and I don't quite see it being the winner, but Beef was good. I haven't watched the last episode because the second to last episode, it freaked me out. It was like a lot, so I might come back and finish the last episode, but it was good. Predicted nominees for TV movie are Beavis and Butthead, Fire Island, Prey on Hulu, Reality on HBO, and Weird, the Al Yankovic Story, which is also listed as predicted. The predicted winner for that category. And then moving on to lead actor in a drama, predicted is Jeff Bridges for The Old Man, Brian Cox for Succession, Kieran Culkin for Succession, Bob Odenkirk for Better Call Saul, The Last of Us, Pedro Pascal, and Jeremy Strong for Succession. With the predicted winner being listed as Bob Odenkirk for the final season of Better Call Saul. I would think that would be great. I think fans, like a lot of people I know like Better Call Saul, they would love to see Bob Odenkirk take home that Emmy for that role. And I think that could work, but this race is so competitive that I'm wondering how it's gonna work, or if he's gonna get bumped out for the more current shows, or what's going to happen. It's a competitive category. There are other potential nominees for that category too that might slip in and take someone's spot, like people from The Crown, or Diego Luna from Andor, or Harrison Ford from 1923. What is 1923? I don't even know what that is, but whatever. But also, the Succession guys are always fair game to win, especially in this final season. Or Pedro Pascal for The Last of Us, who has also had a lot of buzz for his work in that role. So that's a competitive category. So we'll see. I think that one, there's definitely could be a shakeup in who gets nominated and definitely in who wins. But we'll revisit that closer to the award ceremony. But moving on to lead actor in a comedy series, predicted nominees, you have Bill Hader for Barry, Steve Martin for Only Murders in the Building, Martin Short for Only Murders in the Building, Jason Sudeikis for Ted Lasso, and Jeremy Allen White for The Bear, who is also listed as a predicted winner for the category. And I like that, you know. I watch The Bear, and Jeremy Allen White is definitely like a very good actor, and you know, does a really good job, like especially in like last two episodes, his performance is really standing out to me, and he won for this category at the Golden Globes and maybe the Critics' Choice Awards. I could definitely see him being nominated and potentially being the winner. Also, you know, I wouldn't mind someone taking Jason Sudeikis' spot, so that's fine with me. But I will also be okay with Bill Hader winning, of course, for the final season of Barry, or one of the Only Murders in the Building guys. Now, like I said earlier, there are only five nominees in this category, so it's a tight jam, and there are other people that maybe could get nominated, but I could see this being the list for the actual nominees. One of the other ones is potentially Donald Glover for Atlanta, but I feel like, me personally, I think that time has passed. Nicholas Hoult for The Great, who was nominated last year. Jason Segel for Shrinking could also be nominated. Even Bob Odenkirk for the show Lucky Hank on AMC. Those are just potential people that could slip in, but I could definitely see these five being nominated and being the five final nominees. And wouldn't mind seeing Jeremy Allen White being the winner potentially. And then moving on to lead actor in a limited TV or movie, Taron Egerton for Blackbird, Jesse Eisenberg for Fleischman Is in Trouble, Evan Peters for Monster, the Jeffrey Dahmer Story, Daniel Radcliffe for Weird, the Al Yankovic Story, Michael Shannon for George and Tammy, and Steven Yeun for Beef, with the predicted winner for that category being Evan Peters, who I could definitely see winning due to the buzz surrounded by the Jeffrey Dahmer story. But I wouldn't mind seeing Daniel Radcliffe for Steven Yeun from Beef being the winner, but that's not my biggest category, so. And then moving on to guest actor in a drama, predicted nominees, Murray Bartlett from The Last of Us, James Cromwell from Succession, Giancarlo Esposito from The Mandalorian, Arian Moyad from Succession, Nick Offerman from The Last of Us, and Andy Serkis from Andor, with the predicted winner being listed as Nick Offerman from The Last of Us. And I don't watch The Last of Us, but I have heard a lot of buzz when his episode came out about how it's, definitely Emmy nomination worthy. So him being listed as the winner does seem like a good deal for Nick Offerman. I'd be cool with that. That'd be cool to see Nick Offerman win an Emmy. He's a good actor. Ron Swanson, though, that's my favorite role of his. Moving on to guest actor in a comedy series, potential nominees: Dave Chappelle for Saturday Night Live, Nathan Lane for Only Murders in the Building, John Leguizamo for The Daily Show, Leslie Odom Jr. for Abbott Elementary, Pedro Pascal for Saturday Night Live, and Brad Pitt for Dave. And the predicted winner is listed as Pedro Pascal for Saturday Night Live. And he had a good episode. He had a really good episode. So I could see him being the winner, and I could pick him as the winner personally. There are a couple other people, like a couple other Saturday Night Live people that could slip in, like Steve Martin and Martin Short for their episode, or Michael B. Jordan. But out of these, I would definitely like to see, I wouldn't mind Pedro. And his episode did get a lot of buzz, and it had some of the best sketches of the season. And then Nathan Lane did great in Only Murders in the Building. Even Dave Chappelle's episode of Saturday Night Live. I think that'd be really controversial, but we'll see. I don't know if he'll get a nomination, to be honest, because that seems so controversial, but who knows? And then I definitely wouldn't mind seeing Leslie Odom Jr. for playing that charter school guy from Abbott Elementary. Did a good job. So those are the predicted nominees for that. So yeah, moving on to lead actors in a drama. Predicted nominees: Melanie Lynskey for Yellowjackets, Helen Mirren for 1923, Elizabeth Moss for The Handmaid's Tale, Bella Ramsey from The Last of Us, Sarah Snook from Succession, and Imelda Staunton from The Crown. With the predicted winner being Sarah Snook from Succession, which is my pick. Also, once again, what is 1923? What is that? I don't know what that is, but I guess Helen Mirren's a name, so I could see her being, squeezy. And she's listed as a predicted winner. No, wait, no, she's not. Sorry. She's not listed as a predicted winner, but I could see the other potential nominees, Kerry Russell from like The Diplomat, or Emma Darcy from House of Dragon. I think there are other people that I could see maybe squeezing that spot, but who knows, since it's Helen Mirren. But what is 1923? I'll figure it out, or not. It doesn't seem like a show that I would watch. But moving on to the next category, lead actress in a comedy series, predicted nominees: Christina Applegate for Dead to Me, Rachel Brosnahan for Mrs. Maisel, Quinta Brunson from Abbott Elementary, Natasha Lyonne for Poker Face, and Jenna Ortega from Wednesday are the predicted nominees, with Quinta Brunson as predicted winner. And you should already know that that is who I am rooting for as the winner. For sure, That's my only pick in this out of those. That's my only pick out of those potential nominees. But Selena, there are other potential people that could squeeze in. Maybe this is a tight category with only five nominees. Selena Gomez could maybe sneak in for Only Murders in the Building. She did do a really good job this season. Or Elle Fanning for The Great, who was nominated last year, I believe. Or Linda Cardellini from Dead to Me. It even says Robin Thede from a Black Lady sketch show could slip in here. So there are other options for who could get switched out. But I could also see this definitely being the lineup with me personally picking Quinta as the winner and would love, love, love to see that. I should watch Poker Face, so I hear it's good. I'm not, like I said, Wednesday just doesn't seem like a show I would like. Dead to Me, I just haven't seen it. I watched the first episode. It seems intriguing. I might need to catch up. Anyway, moving on to lead actress in a limited series or TV movie. Emily Blunt for The English, Jessica Chastain for George and Tammy, Riley Coe for Daisy Jones and the Six, Elizabeth Olsen for Love and Death, Belle Pally for A Small Light, Rachel Weisz for Dead Ringers, with the predicted winner being Jessica Chastain for George and Tammy. And then guest actress in a drama, predicted nominees, Haim Abbas for Succession, Betsy Brand for Better Call Saul, Melanie Lynskey for The Last of Us, Fiona Shaw for Andor, Anna Torr for The Last of Us, and Harriet Walter for Succession. And then guest actress in a comedy series predicted nominees, Quinta Brunson from Saturday Night for Saturday Night Live, Taraji P. Henson for Abbott Elementary, Judith Light for Poker Face, Shirley MacLaine for Only Murders in the Building, Sarah Niles for Ted Lasso, and Harriet Walter for Ted Lasso, with the predicted nominee being Taraji P. Henson for Abbott Elementary. I would love that. She did a great job embodying the character that was Janine's mom on Abbott Elementary, the way the character was described and set up, and then when Taraji came in and played the character, she did a really great job. Quinta Brunson also had a great episode of Saturday Night Live, and Shirley MacLaine was great in Only Murders in the Building. So if those are the nominees, Taraji or Quinta are my picks, or Shirley MacLaine, but mainly Taraji and Quinta. So moving on to supporting actor in a drama, predicted nominees, F. Murray Abraham for White Lotus, Jonathan Banks for Better Call Saul, Nicholas Braun for Succession, Giancarlo Esposito for Better Call Saul, Matthew McFadyen for Succession, Matt Smith from House of Dragon, Alex Skarsgård and from Succession, and Stellan Skarsgård from Andor. So, with the predicted winner being listed as Matthew McFadyen from Succession. But I could see it maybe going to Jonathan Banks, maybe for The Last Better Call Saul, or Nicholas Braun from Succession. But this, if that's how it goes, Matthew McFadyen, that would be a second win for playing Tom on Succession, which would definitely be well deserved. So then moving into supporting actor comedy, predicted nominees, Anthony Carrigan from Barry, Phil Dunster from Ted Lasso, Harrison Ford from Shrinking, Brett Goldstein from Ted Lasso, Ch Tony Shalhoub from Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Tyler James Williams from Abbott Elementary, and Henry Winkler from Barry as predicted nominees here. Supporting actor in a comedy with Harrison Ford as a predicted winner. That is crazy. Out of all of these great shows and great actors, I don't agree with that at all. I haven't seen Shrinking, it's still on my list, but I'd be surprised if that's a better performance than the two guys from Barry and Tyler James Williams from Abbott Elementary. Or even, these are other potentialities, Steven Root from Barry. It's like, I'm sorry, we need to give it to one of the guys from Barry, more specifically, Anthony Carrigan for playing NoHo Hank. I absolutely think he should be the predicted winner, and that's who I would like to see win, or Tyler James Williams from Abbott. But Tara's involved from Shrinking. Let's rethink that. But this is just prediction, so maybe you won't even be nominated. Who knows? But also Chris Perfetti from Abbott Elementary could be nominated. So could Eben Moss Bachrock from The Bear, like, or one of the Saturday Night Live guys, like. Those are other just potential nominees, and I think those just bring a little more to the table than, Harrison Ford from Shrinking. Just because he's a big name doesn't necessarily mean he should be the winner, but these are my opinions. But that is who I would like to win, one of the guys from Barry or Tyler from Abbott Elementary. But moving on to supporting actor in a limited slash TV movie, Murray Bartlett for Welcome to Chippendales, Domhnall Gleeson for The Patient, Paul Walter Hauser for The Blackbird, Richard Jenkins for Dahmer, Ray Liotta for Blackbird, Young Mazzino for Beef, or Jesse Plemons for Love and Death, with the predicted winner being Paul Walter Hauser for Blackbird. I think it'd be kind of cool to see Ray Liotta have a posthumous Emmy win, though. I'll say that. But yeah, moving on. Supporting actress in a drama predicted: nominees Carol Burnett for Better Call Saul, Jennifer Coolidge for The White Lotus, Elizabeth Debicki from The Crown, Megan Faye for The White Lotus, Aubrey Plaza for White Lotus, Christina Ricci for Yellow Jackets, Rhea Seehorn for Better Call Saul, and J. Smith Cameron for Succession. And the predicted winner is Jennifer Coolidge. Let me double check. No, sorry. I was checking to see if Rhea Seehorn won last year, but she did not. So hopefully she still has a chance this year, since that is a role that everyone loves in Better Call Saul. But with Jennifer Coolidge being the predicted winner, if she won last year, and I know she's a White Lotus fan favorite, but from what I'm told, she's not necessarily like the best character or like gives the best performance from my understanding. So I don't have a lot of knowledge in this race, but maybe one of the other ladies from Lotus or Rhea Seehorn from Better Call Saul would be a better choice for winner than Jennifer Coolidge. But again, just my take, and I don't have all the answers. So moving on to supporting actress in a comedy, potential nominees: Alex Borstein from Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Ayo Edebiri from The Bear, Sarah Goldberg from Barry, Janelle James from Abbott Elementary, Cheryl Lee Ralph from Abbott Elementary, Hannah Waddingham from Ted Lasso, and Jessica Williams from Shrinking, with the predicted winner being Janelle James from Abbott Elementary. That would be fantastic to see Janelle win, especially with Cheryl winning last year. It'd be nice to see another woman from Abbott win in the supporting actress category, but it'd also be great to see Cheryl win again, or Sarah Goldberg from Barry, or potentially, this is a potential nominee, maybe Lisa Ann Walter could slip in for Abbott Elementary as well. But I will also wouldn't mind seeing Ayo Edebiri from The Bear win. Or, okay, Okay, we're moving on to dream nominees that probably won't happen, but I would like to see Ego Woodham from Saturday Night Live be nominated. But that's a long shot. That is a long shot. But if that could slip in, I would love to see that her as a nominee. But I agree with Janelle James being the predicted winner. In through this year, support. Stick with me. Stick with me. Supporting actress in the limited TV movie. Predicted nominees: Olivia Colman for Great Expectations, Claire Danes for Fleischer's in Trouble, Lena Headey for White House Plumbers, Michael Learn from the Jeffrey Dahmer Story, Niecy Nash for Monster: The Jeffrey Dahmer Story, Ashley Park for Beef, and Lily Rabe for Love and Death, with the predictor winner being Niecy Nash for Monster: The Jeffrey Dahmer Story, which she has won other awards for that role this season, so I could see her coming out as the winner. So, next category is for talk series, which is different. Usually, this category is called scripted talk variety talk series, and it's been changed around this year because they really don't know what to do with these categories. Basically, the main difference is that it's all the regular talk shows, but John Oliver is not in this category this year because of, I don't know, it's really complicated the way the rules like change, and it didn't change that much. But anyway, predicted nominees for talk series are Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Jimmy Kimmel Live, The Late Late Show with James Corden, The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and The Problem with Jon Stewart on Apple TV, with the predictor winner being The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. That sounds great, but I would rather see Seth Meyers be nominated than James Corden. But it's James Corden's last year, so throw him a bone, I guess. But if there's only five nominees, I could definitely see this being the list. But I would personally like to see Seth Meyers both be nominated and win. But I am also okay with Stephen Colbert. And moving on to scripted variety series category is a Black Lady Sketch Show, Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, and Saturday Night Live. Well, this is such a weird category now. I mean, Saturday Night Live and Last Week Tonight with John Oliver in the same category. It doesn't feel like they're the same thing at all. But I don't know. But the predicted winner is Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. It seems weird, but these are the nominees, essentially. There's not a lot of wiggle room for who's gonna be nominated in that category, but that's it. This is a weird category now. I mean, Saturday Night Live and Black Lady Sketch Show are both sketch comedy shows, and then Last Week Tonight, John Oliver, while it's being a great show, it's not, I wouldn't call it a scripted variety. It just doesn't feel the same as the other two. So it's kind of weird, but that's just how it's working this year. But anyway, Last Week Tonight of John Oliver is probably going to win. So sorry to the sketch comedy shows. Okay, we have a few more, and these categories are underrated, but I like them, and I'm going to read them anyway. The writing and directing categories for both, for the different categories, because I like them, other people do too, so hope you want to know too. So the predicted nominees for directing in a drama series are Better Call Saul, or more specifically, Better Call Saul episode directed by Peter Gould called Saul Gone, House of Dragon directed by Miguel Sapochnik for The Heirs of the Dragon, Peter Hoare for The Last of Us for the episode Long, Long Time, Mark Mylod for Succession for the episode Connor's Wedding, the Succession episode directed by Andrzej Peric called America Decides, the Succession episode directed by Lorraine Scafaria called Living Plus, the White Lotus episode directed by Mike White called Arrivederci, with the predicted winner being Mark Mylod for the episode Connor's Wedding of Succession. I didn't see that, but I know that was a big episode this season, so. And then predicted nominees for directing the comedy series are Abbott Element Randall Ihorn for Abbott Elementary for the episode Development Day, Bill Hader for the episode of Barry called Wow, which is the series finale, the episode of The Bear directed by Chris Doerr called System, Amy Sherman-Palladino for Mrs. Maisel for the episode 4 Minutes, the episode of Shrinking directed by James Ponsoldt called Coin Flip, the episode of Ted Lasso directed by Declan Lowney called So Long Farewell, the episode of Wednesday directed by Tim Burton called Wednesday's Child is Full of Woe, with the predicted winner being Bill Hader for Barry for the episode Wow, the series finale, which I wholeheartedly agree with. Bill Hader deserves all the Emmys for directing. So, even though I love Abbott and Randall Ihorn, I really only wanted to go to Barry or for Bill Hader. So, moving on to directing for a limited series or TV movie, the episode Beef, directed by Lee Sung Jun, future figure of Light. Blackbird episode directed by Michael R. Roskam, the pilot. Monster, the Jeffrey Dahmer story directed by Paris Barclay called God of Forgiveness, God of Vengeance. Fleischman is in Trouble directed by Jonathan Dayton and Valerie Faris called Summon Your Witnesses. Love and Death episode by directed by Leslie Linka Glatter called The Huntress. Weird, the Al Yankovic story directed by Eric Appel. Yeah, Eric Appel, which is a film. With the predicted winner being Jonathan Dane and Valerie Faris for Fleischman is in Trouble, Summon Your Witnesses. And then writing category, which is so important this year. Writing in a drama, predicted nominees, the Andor episode Rick's Road by Tony Gilroy, Bad Sisters, the show. Direct written by Sharon Horgan, Dave Finkel, and Brett Baer for the episode The Prick. Saul Gone for Better Call Saul, written by Peter Gould. The Diplomats on Netflix for the episode Lamps in Dark by Deborah Kahn. The Last of Us episode Long, Long Time, written by Craig Mazin. And the Succession episode Connor's Wedding, written by Jesse Armstrong. And the White Lotus episode, Arrivederci, written by Mike White. The predicted winner is listed as Jesse Armstrong for Connor's Wedding. So, writing for a comedy series, potential nominees are Quinta Brunson for the episode Development Day of Abbott Elementary, Bill Hader for the episode Wow for Barry. Christopher Storer wrote the episode The Bear Caught System. Amy Sherman-Palladino and Dan Palladino wrote the episode 4 Minutes of Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. And then Dead Man's Hand by Ryan Johnson for Poker Face on Peacock. Coin Flip, written by Bill Lawrence, Jason Segel, and Brett Goldstein on the show Shrinking. So Long, Farewell for the episode Ted Lasso, written by Brendan Hunt, Joe Kelly, and Jason Sudeikis, are the potential nominees for writing in a comedy series. The predicted winner is Quinta Brunson for Development Day. And I could also go with Bill Hader for Barry or Christopher Storer for System, the episode of The Bear. And writing for limited anthology theory series slash TV movie, the episode of Beef called The Birds Don't Sing, They Screech in Pain by Lee Sung Jin, Blackbird episode What's Her Name by Dennis Lehane and Steve Harris. Track one, Come and Get It for the episode of Daisy Jones and the Six, written by Scott Neustadter, Michael H. Weber. Then Fleischman is in Trouble episode, Summon Your Witness, written by Taffy Brodesser Ackner, and the episode Love and Death by David E. Kelly, who wrote all the episodes. And then Swarm, the episode Stung, written by Janine Neighbors and Donald Glover, with the episode What's Her Name for Blackbird, written by Dennis Lehane and Stephen Harris, is predicted winner. And so that is the last category I am going to read. Everything else kind of falls into the Creative Arts Emmys category, and this is mainly for prime time Emmy category. So that is the predicted nominees. The predicted nominees for the main categories at the 20, sorry, at the 2023 Primetime Emmy Awards. So predict just predictions. And those are my thoughts on the predicted nominees. I could kind of give thoughts and insights on. Of course, this could be vastly different from who was actually nominated. Or last year, the predicted nominees felt like nothing like the actual nominees, but that's to give you an idea of who is going to be nominated this year. A lot of exciting stuff. I'm hoping to see Barry get plenty of nominations, Abbott stuff, and then we can even back at predicted winners and stuff closer to the award ceremony, and then I'll also be doing an episode when the official nominations come out and giving my thoughts on who was actually nominated for the awards. So I am excited for nominations coming up here in a few weeks and gonna do an episode about it. So stay tuned for that and stay for more info on this year's Emmy Awards and updates on if it's gonna be held in September or not. Let's just pray that the writers can reach a deal with the AMPTP so that we can have the Emmy Awards in September and we can get back to all enjoying television made by amazing writers. So that is, my scoop on this year's Emmy predictions, and can't wait to talk more through the rest of this year's Emmy seasons. So stay tuned for more episodes of Justin Talks TV. Bye.